Gitavach. So I'll tell you, Maisa, you know, one time by the Baal Shem Tov, it was a Friday night. It was already late Friday night. And in the middle of the tish, middle of the Suda, Baal Shem Tov burst out laughing. Started laughing. And obviously by the Chassidim, that was a little bit of a funny zach. So they gave it a few minutes. And the Baal Shem Tov then, after he finished laughing, he explained what he was laughing about. He said that there is a couple. There's a couple that live in a distant village. And they're very, very simple, very, very simple people. And when they first got married, he said, they made a pact, they made a promise to each other that every Friday night they're not going to make Kiddush, he's not going to make Kiddush, unless there's a guest, unless they are able to fulfill the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchem. And they had that streak going for a long time, every single week, every single month, every year, always, without fail, every Friday night, some sort of guest. Until this week, the Baal Shem Tov said, until just tonight, they're sitting at home, and there's no guest. When the husband was at shul, he couldn't find any strangers to take home. I guess it was during the winter and so on. There was no one out on the street. There was no guest at all. But they made this pact, and they had this streak going. We're not making Kiddush without a guest. So the husband turns to the wife and says, listen, we have to wait. You know, I'll go outside. And he goes and looks, you know, starts wandering the streets looking for a yid. There's nobody. Time goes on, minutes pass, 15 minutes, half hour, hour. Meanwhile, the food's getting cold, it's getting late. So the wife says to the husband, the Baal Shem Tov is saying this over, the wife says to the husband, no, Yankel, we have to make Kiddush, what are we supposed to do? But Yankel says, listen, we get, all these years we haven't made Kiddush without a guest, we're not going to start doing that now, we have to figure out something. So Baal Shem Tov said, meanwhile, in Shemayim, in heaven, they were so excited by the Mesiris Nefesh of this couple, that they're willing to push off their meal for so long, just for the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchem, that in Shemayim they were so amazed by this, they actually started getting Eliyahu HaNavi ready, that Eliyahu HaNavi should come down and take whatever form of a poor yid, and he'll be their guest. And that's how amazing their Mesiris Nefesh was in Shemayim. So Baal Shem Tov said, but meanwhile, what's happening? Obviously this couple, they don't, over here, they don't know what's going on in heaven, that Eliyahu HaNavi is getting ready to come. So meanwhile, she's saying to him, we have to make Kiddush. He's saying back, we have a streak going, we can't, we have to do Achnasas Orchem. Until finally, the husband comes up with an Eitzah. He says, okay, I thought of something. He goes outside, he goes around the corner to the barn. He had a barn over there. And there was a horse in the barn, one of his horses. So he goes to the horse and he starts schlepping the horse. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, but he starts schlepping the horse. He didn't know. He starts schlepping the horse and brings it into the house. And he says to his wife, oh, this is going to be our Arich, this is going to be our guest for Shabbos. He goes to the horse, he takes a hat and jacket, puts a hat and jacket on the horse, Yom HaShishi, he makes Kiddush, L'kavod, the great guest, the guest of honor, the horse. So Baal Shem Tov, that's, he said, that's what I was laughing. He said, look at this. If they only had patience for a few minutes, they would have had Eliyahu HaNavi as a guest. But because of their impatience, instead of Eliyahu HaNavi, they had a horse. A horse with a hat and jacket, but al-Kapanim, it's still a horse. So Baal Shem Tov said, we see from here two things. First of all, you see from here how important it is to have patience and to wait for the Rabbanu Shloilam to bestow goodness upon us and not to feel desperate. We have to be able to trust in Hashem. And second of all, more importantly, Baal Shem Tov said, what we learn from this story is also not to do mitzvahs because we have a streak going, you know? We do mitzvahs because that's what the Rabbanu Shloilam wants of us. If we have an opportunity for Achnasas Orchem, then of course, you do Achnasas Orchem. If there's no opportunity for Achnasas Orchem, then okay, then you move on to the next mitzvah, which is Kiddush. But to have this Indian of like, no, we have guests every Friday night, so we have to make it happen, and we're going to use a horse this week. That's not Hashem wants it. You know, that's the person's doing it for the streak, not for the mitzvah. If do mitzvahs L'shem Shemayim, and trust in Hashem, that He'll send the Yeshuas at the right time, Bez Hashem, it should be B'karv Mamash. We should zech to experience only good things, and only Yeshuas and Besuras Tavis this week, in the beginning of Mamish, which will open up and manifest to be a Gula Shleim Abraham and be a Skol Tzedek. Amen.